Hello, I'm Tom Moen, and today I'm beginning an old and yet continuing adventure. In 1968, my family and I returned to Tulsa, where I became the general manager of KORUFM and Oral Roberts, radio announcer. At that time, from 1968 until March of 71, I had a daily program entitled Good Morning, Brother Pilgrim. And now, after 50 years, I'm resurrecting it with a new title, Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim. And a pilgrim is a person who's on a journey, and in this case, a journey of the kingdom of God on earth as Jesus prayed. So I hope you'll join me as we look into the past, the present, and the future.
This is the Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim podcast with Tom Moen for December 13th, 2019.
Once again, good morning, fellow pilgrims. It's always such a delight to be with you, and especially in this Christmas season, where we remember the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're about, 10 or so days away from the actual celebration on the 25th, but I wanted to take some time today to read out of Matthew and Luke the incarnation story, and a couple of things that need to be kind of cleared up that many people have kind of taken for granted when they see a Christmas creche with the baby Jesus and the wise men. You have to understand that the wise men didn't appear on the scene until about 2 years after Jesus had been born. And yet we in our creches, and sometimes even in our churches, we've got the wise men there. No, they come at about when the Messiah is about 2 years old. Well, I want to pick it up, and I want to read from Matthew and Luke today, and I'm going to be reading out of the New American Standard Bible, which is kind of a middle-of-the-road translation. I would offer a suggestion, if you get a chance, read it out of the Amplified Bible, and read it slowly. It's a magnificent story. Or read it out of the Message. I especially love his translation. But I'm going to pick it up in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, right after the genealogy of Jesus Christ, beginning in verse 18, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, and not wanting to disgrace her, desired to put her away secretly. And when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took her as his wife, and kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and called his name Jesus. You recall in our last podcast, I talked about the census and all of that. Well, I'm going to pick it up a little before that time in the Gospel according to St. Luke. Are you ready? I want to pick it up with Zacharias being in the temple. You remember Zacharias, John the Baptist's father, and an angel appears to him. And I'm just going to pick it up and read a few of those verses, and then read about the birth of Jesus from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 1, verse 8. Now it came about while he, that's Zacharias, was performing his priestly service before God in the appointed order of his division, according to the custom of the priestly office, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. It also was, by the way, they had had no child, he and Elizabeth. She was barren, and they were, again, both advanced in years, and you know all of that. Well, this angel appears to them while he's inside offering the incense offering. And verse 12, angel Zacharias was troubled, and fear gripped him. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zacharias, for your petition's been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine or liquor, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb. And he will turn back many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. And it is he who will go as a forerunner before him, as the Spirit in the spirit of the power and the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, so as to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zacharias said to the angel, "How shall I know this for certain? For I'm an old man, and my wife has advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God. And I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you shall be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their proper time." And the people were waiting for Zacharias and wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had been or had seen a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And it came about when the days of his priestly service were ended that he went back home. And after those days, Elizabeth, his wife, became pregnant. And she kept herself in seclusion for 5 months, saying, "This is the way the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked with favor upon me to take away my disgrace among men." Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." And she was greatly troubled at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now at this time Mary arose and went with haste to the hill country, to the city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it came about that when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she cried out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed among women are you, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what the Lord had spoken to her." Isn't this amazing? Zacharias, Elizabeth, old age, told that this child would be conceived in Elizabeth's womb. Isn't it amazing? And then when she sees Mary, she prophesies. She says she's filled with the Holy Spirit, and she cries out with a loud voice, "Blessed among women are you, blessed are the..." How did she know that? How did she find that out? The Holy Spirit told her. She was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then she says, "How has it happened that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" The mother of my Lord should come to me? How does she know that? Prophetically, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then she says, "At the sound of your greeting, Mary, the baby leaped in my womb for joy." And John was filled with the Spirit also. And then comes those marvelous words. We call it the Magnificat. And I want to read a portion of it in verse 46 of Luke 1. After just so difficult to read, it's such a blessing. After Elizabeth has prophesied this, Mary says, "My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on, all generations will count me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and has exalted those who were humble. He's filled the hungry with good things and sent away the rich empty-handed. He has given help to Israel, his servant, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his offspring forever." And Mary stayed with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. So John the Baptist is about 6 months older than Jesus, and Mary goes back home to bear the son. But it's interesting what went on with John and Elizabeth. I'll read that in verse 57 of Luke 1. "Now the time had come for Elizabeth to give birth, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her relatives heard that the Lord had displayed his great mercy toward her, and they were rejoicing with her. And it came about that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to call him Zacharias after his father. And his mother answered and said, 'No, indeed, but he shall be called John.' And they said to her, 'There is no one of your relatives who is called by that name.' And they made signs to his father as to what he wanted the child to be called. And he asked for a tablet and wrote as follows, 'His name is John.' And they were all astonished. And at once his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he began to speak in praise of God. And fear came on all those living around them, and all these matters were being talked about in all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them kept in mind, saying, "What then will this child turn out to be?" For the hand of the Lord was certainly with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited us and accomplished redemption for his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of David, his servant, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy toward our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham, our father, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give to his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high shall visit us, the sun upon those who sit in darkness, it shall shine, and the shadow that sit," let me rephrase that, read it again, verse 79, "to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child continued to grow and to become strong in the spirit, and he lived in the deserts until the day of the public appearance to Israel. I know I've read a lot of scripture from Matthew and from Luke today, but I've done so inviting the Holy Spirit to breathe upon it as we go through this season of remembrance of the incarnation, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. You remember the old song that we sing, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that dwells in mourning now. So as we remember the coming of the Lord Jesus, let us not be dissuaded by what's going on in the world. Let us be persuaded by what God has done in Jesus Christ eternally and for all generations. Let us together remember Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Elizabeth. And thank you, their son, John. But thank you most of all for the incarnation that we celebrate in this season. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
This podcast is available for free download in iTunes and at moanministriesbookstore.com. Sarah Rahm's album, Days of Rain, is available on iTunes and most streaming platforms.